Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. I am here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be another store at Traverse Mountain. We're so excited for that. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
So good. Did you know that I'm in the business of sound?
I heard that you are.
Right? Because the way things sound on the radio is really important to me. In fact, it drives me crazy when we have audio that you're like, I can't even hear that. That sounds tinny. I don't like that. And people don't realize what good sound is until they hear bad sound.
It's so true. Lindsay is definitely a sound snob. Even recording here at KSL, you definitely know when it's good and when we need to make adjustments. And what people don't know is oftentimes Lindsay's actually the one that is the sound engineer and running all the board ops. Like, you have so many talents people have no idea about.
You know, they paid me the big bucks to push the button. So, Heather, your guest today knows probably more about sound than I do.
The best in Utah. His name is Justin DeWitt. His business is Sound Advice. And, you know, all truth be known here, Justin and I actually went to high school together, elementary school, junior high together.
We absolutely did.
We're really old.
Yeah, we are.
It's awesome. I actually have worked with Justin DeWitt on several parade homes, and Justin is still in the industry and just killing it. Justin, welcome to the KSL Home Show today.
Thank you so much, Heather. I'm really happy to be here, so thank you very much.
This is going to be so fun. Okay, so I know all of you listeners, all our friends out there are always wondering, especially guys, electronics, you know, your ears perk up, theater systems, all of that fun stuff. Justin, is okay, when we bring up sound systems, televisions, all of those great electronics, I know all the guys listening, their ears perk up. And today you get to hear from, like I had mentioned before, one of the best in Utah, Justin DeWitt, with sound advices here. Let's begin with just a brief intro about you and then also about your business.
Well, just like Lindsay, I love sound. I love good car audio. I love good home audio. I love good sound when I'm watching a game on TV. It makes all the difference in the world. But what I like even more than that is simplicity. Because if a system isn't easy to use, then you wasted your money, no matter how much you spent on it.
Okay, we've got to talk about, like, remote situations. My husband gets so furious that he can never find the, like, three different remotes that go to all of our TVs because you need one to turn it on and one to change the Netflix and one to change the volume.
Absolutely.
So simplicity is important.
Yeah, and simplicity is really our product. I mean, that's really what we sell is simplicity. The sound is a byproduct of that. And I find, you know, the men get really excited about the electronics. They love the technical specs. They love having the speakers that look a certain way. They love that stuff. And I love it, too. I can't help it with all the testosterone. I want the big speakers. But happy wife, happy life. If I can make the system simple and reliable and easy so that it doesn't add stress to the lady of the home's, you know, life.
Right.
Then it's a win-win-win. The guy gets what he wants. The lady gets what she wants. She can easily start a program with two or three button pushes. It makes that's what it's all about.
And we're obviously just talking in generalities here. There's,
of course, yeah.
There's many women that love the tech stuff.
Absolutely.
Am a person that I just want it to turn on. I just want to push the power button and have it work. Mm-hmm. Recently in a home that we built just a several years ago here in Alpine, we had a control four system. Mm-hmm. I couldn't make anything work. It was the most frustrating thing.
Yeah. And a lot of those automation systems that would be, you know, we're talking control four, Crestron, you know, lighting systems like Lutron and Vantage. We sell all of those. But all of those systems are only as good as the Wi-Fi and network system they sit on, as well as the capacity and capability of the programmer who programs it. That makes all the difference in the world. If the programmer doesn't have good experience, doesn't have a logical mindset where they think through how things should work, it'll be a nightmare.
It was a nightmare for me. And I think we had a technician in our home at least once a week.
Yeah.
And we spent so much money and I vowed never to do that again, which is why Justin, I should have called you. I don't know where we got this random company or this random person to do this. And so, definitely learn from my mistakes and call Justin and his company. So, Justin, tell us a little bit about you specifically as a person and then also your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Provo and went to high school, or excuse me, started with kindergarten when I met Heather for the first time. So we grew up in kind of the same neighborhood. I had a pretty stereotypical Utah upbringing, lots of summers, playing kick the can in the dark and things like that. Right out of high school, or right at the end of high school, is when I started getting into audio, video, custom cars, and just really started to explore that and my passion for it. And right out of high school, I was building custom cars and custom sound systems. And I actually got a job working for a local company that built recording studio speakers and ultra high-end speakers for homes. Learned a lot there. Moved on to a audio video installation company. Did some car audio installation. Learned a ton about welding, fabrication, upholstery, fiberglass.
Justin came in judging all our microphones here at KSL. He was like, this XLR with this wood base is like 1990.
They are so really very vintage.
Listen.
They're really nice.
We just have to sound good. We don't have to look good.
You're like, this is the KSL budget right here. Yeah. If it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's so true.
But anyway, as I added to my skill set, I decided that I could do what I wanted to do as I added to my skill set was create my own business. And that had its own set of learning curves, as anyone who's been an entrepreneur knows, from, stressing about payroll and trying to make your mortgage payment. And as we got better and better at what we did, the business just took off and we haven't looked back. And now I like to say that we like to serve everybody. We do a lot of ultra high-end work for the rich and famous, celebrities, successful entrepreneurs. We do a ton of work for people like that. But we also have, the capacity to just come to someone's home and, install a new Samsung Frame TV or get them a universal remote.
One remote, Lindsay. Did
I
you
know.
Hear that?
Well, it's not for me. It's for my husband. I mean, you were saying that ladies want simplicity, but my husband gets so frustrated when he can't find. Well, it's really because our 7-year-old will like throw it under the couch or something. But
everybody loves simplicity. Yeah. And simplicity really is the product that makes everyone happy. I think that it's of course a generalization, but most of the time it's accurate that the men care more about the electronics. They
for
like
sure.
want that stuff. But it's. When I create a universal remote too, so the test I used is I, before my wonderful grandmother passed away a couple of years ago, we took universal remotes to her house, and that's how we, if she could run it, anyone can run it. And if it didn't pass the grandma test, we didn't sell it.
That's awesome.
So.
I love that. So not only do you do new construction, like we were talking about, you do the high end, you do the starting.
Track home and starter home builders. You have companies like DR Horton and Ivory Homes, and over the years we've done a lot of work for people like that. But most of our clients now are custom homes and commercial. We do a pile of commercial work where people want a big art piece in their lobby with TVs, and we even fabricate those art pieces. I mean, that's one of the real things that sets us apart from all these other businesses that, because you can. Anyone can buy a TV at Best Buy, right? But if you want your TV flushed into granite with glass over the front of it, so it's your whiteboard in your conference room, there's only one company in the state you can call that will do that, and that's us.
That's so great. So not only do you do commercial, you do residential, you do new construction, you do remodeling, all of the work. You also do all of the custom cars. I mean, the sky's the limit. If you can dream it, you guys can do it.
Yeah, the custom cars, we had a customer – about a year and a half ago, who called us and said that his wife's dream car was a 56 Chevy Bel Air and that he'd found one in St. George that he wanted to buy for her. And he wanted us to turn it into a show car. Says, can you do? I said, bring it up. So it is now a complete show car, freshened up the paint, freshened up the chrome, new wheels and tires, all the stuff.
That is so cool. Home theater systems, sound systems in a home is hotter than ever because of the pandemic, COVID-19. Justin, sound systems, home theater is hotter than ever. I think partly because of the pandemic and people are wanting to stay in their homes more than ever. We play hard. We work hard. There's nothing better than investing in your home and making it a place that you want to be, that you can create great memories. We're running out of time. Stay tuned. We have Justin DeWitt with sound advice here on the KSL Home Show. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, interior design extraordinaire at Osmond Designs. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
So good. Do you have a home theater system in your home?
You know, I don't in my current home. We have a basement family room that we have put some sound equipment in, but it's definitely not the cool theater room that I had in my previous home. But it's one of those things that I really have missed.
Yeah.
If I had to build another home, you know, which hopefully I will be in the next year or so, it will definitely have a theater room.
I'm a huge fan. I think I need to update my main TV watching room. Like, we have a really large TV and we have a Sonos sound bar, and like that seems to do the job, but I feel like it could use a little bit of updating.
I think you won't regret it. It's money well spent. So there are lots of options in the home theater department. If you have been to any of the parade of homes across the state of Utah, you've probably seen some of the coolest sound systems. And not only, you know, the sound part of that, but, you know, all the five senses, the sight, the sound, the touch,
you can get
the
popcorn scents to come in your room.
You totally can. So not only do you want the sound aspect, but also the design of that. Today we have Justin DeWitt with Sound Advice. He's the owner extraordinaire of Sound Advice, one of the best in the entire state of Utah. He does new construction. You do remodeling. Home theaters, Justin. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in that department right now.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. Home theaters right now, it's interesting because as people started spending more time at home, working from home more, our home theater sales went up. A lot of people were like, oh, COVID's affected us. Our sales are down. Our sales went up.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is people weren't just investing in the electronics. They were investing in the cosmetics of those rooms, the comfort of those rooms, because they were spending more time there. And that helped our sales even more because that the cosmetics and the design of those rooms is something we do really, really well. So we actually offer full design. And a lot of times we work with designers that'll choose colors and stuff. What I'm talking about design, I'm talking about how's the flooring laid out? Where are the steps? How many seats can you fit? So I'm talking physical dimensions, sound panels, cosmetic. Like, so the decorator might pick the fabrics and pick the colors and how that goes to the leather on the chairs, where we'll actually install those fabrics and make sure that they're functional for sound and look great as well. So,
what's some misconceptions about a theater room that people don't really realize? Like, you're talking about the fabrics of the chairs. They have to be a certain quality to, like, not absorb sound? Or, like, what are things people need to know?
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions is that your home theater has to be that maroon color or that forest green color, right? We have people who all the time, and most audio video guys will tell you your theater room has to be dark so you can maximize the effectiveness of your projector. Well, that on the surface is true, but people don't want to be in those dark rooms, and they're very, very dated. We do a lot of rooms that are bright whites and creams and tan colors and much, you know, grays and blues. With those, you can get some reflections and you have some light control issues in there, but you're talking about a 5 or 3% effect on your color. It's well worth it to have a room that you love to be in,
mm-hmm,
rather than some dark cave.
I agree so much. And from an interior design perspective, I love choosing all of those colors and making sure that theater room is cohesive to the rest of the home. We're doing a lot of charcoal grays, a lot of cement grays, navy blues. You can still stay in those darker, warmer colors, but still have it more updated than the maroons and the forest greens back in the day. Black is still one of the hottest colors for theater rooms, always will be. Not only can we choose all of the leather seats, whether we do the cup holders, like you're saying, the dimensions of those, but a lot of people are actually doing not only the recliners as an option, but sofas. People are just loving huge, oversized, comfortable sofas, bean bags, all of those things in theater rooms. There are definitely options of doing the stadium seating so that there's more viewing space in those large rooms.
Absolutely. The stadium seating allows you to get a bigger screen in and have that more theater-like feel. We actually build custom couches if we have to. We've built them several times. And we're working on a theater right now in Utah County where we have flushed the sectional into the floor. Mm-hmm. So you actually climb down into this.
Like a pit?
It's like a pit that's got pillows and stuff in it. So the kids all sit there, and then we have a big sofa at the back.
I love it. Several years ago, we did a Harry Potter-themed theater room that was in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes in an Alpine home. And that family loved Harry Potter. They were obsessed with it, I should say. And theater rooms can be themed. They can be really fun. We've done island and, you know, everything in between. Sports related. A lot of guys have sports memorabilia that's really, really fun. That's a great place to display that.
Yeah, we've done Lord of the Rings. I've done Star Wars, Tron. Our current showroom theater, we used charcoal gray on the lower section of the walls and white with stainless steel to show people you can do lighter colors. We love to use different custom lights or specialty lighting to really give the room attitude. You can do RGB lighting and change the colors of things too. So, as far as entertainment value, wow factor, you know, the sky's the limit. I actually have a theater in that we've worked on years ago where they would have thunderstorms. We had strobe lights and thunder, and the tree branches that came out of the wall would move like there was wind.
That's so unnecessary, though. Like, what?
It's just fun.
No, it is
right.
fun. Why do you need a thunderstorm in your theater room?
Because you can.
Okay.
Right.
It's the over-the-top, the bonkers stuff that's over-the-top. Of course, none of us need it.
It's not practical. It's a first world thing.
But it is a ton of fun, and people get to express their personality through that room. And I love when they do it, because when they do that, they actually use it.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, we talk about so much on this show. Your home is such a great investment. If you have money in the bank and you're just saving it and you plan to give it to your kids, I promise they will spend your money. So you might as well spend some of your money. I'm not saying spend all your savings, but enjoy your hard-earned money. And your home is a great place to do that. Today, we're talking about theater rooms. We're talking about sound systems. Yes, I am that annoying mom that loves to play the church music on Sunday music. You know, full disclosure, I am that annoying mom that loves to turn on the church music as it goes throughout the entire home over the speakers. Justin, with sound advice, can help you be that person.
If that's what you'd like, we're happy to do it.
If you want to be the annoying mom, Justin can help
you. Justin can help you.
Check.
Sound Advice Utah, the name of the company. Justin DeWitt with us. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the home show. Thank you for joining us. If you're interested in redoing a room in your home to improve the sound, make it a theater room, might I suggest you podcast the rest of this episode by just searching for KSL Podcasts and search for the home show. Heather Osmond of Osmond Design with us. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
So good. Okay, so I have this basement in my home that I don't think I have the space for like a theater room, quote unquote, per se, but it's definitely a good basement for entertaining, for, you know, a big TV, good sound. We watch all our football down there every night. My three-year-old says, are we eating upstairs or downstairs, Mom? Because we eat in front of the TV a lot. And your guest today can help us turn those spaces into really fully functioning, awesome rooms we can live in.
Absolutely. You know, as an interior designer, I have the opportunity to go into lots of people's homes and see how they live. And so I really have, I think, a backstage view of Utah. I'm born and raised here. And I love it. But theater rooms, let's talk a little bit about those. Like you said, your basement family room versus a specific room that can be specifically a theater room. We all have different sizes homes. We all have different size homes. We have different budgets. Whatever your budget is, Justin DeWitt with Sound Advice is our guest on today. He's done it all. I've worked with Justin for several years, not only in parade homes, but with lots of client homes, with lots of stuff in Park City and Heber and Midway and Utah Valley and Salt Lake and, you know, everything in between, not only commercial, but also a residential. There are definitely some do's and don'ts in the sound industry. So, Justin, give us a little heads up of what trends are, what you're seeing more of. Are people doing more theater rooms? I would say specifically in new construction. That's kind of the trend I'm seeing.
Yeah, in new construction, the trend is definitely going back to theater rooms. For a while there, for probably a decade, I was seeing less of a trend into home theaters and more of a trend into what I termed gathering spaces. So that's the basement, family room, game room, where they want home theater type sound, but they don't want a closed off slash themed room. They want people to be able to come down, play billiards, still be able to see the TV. They might have a card table for games at the back of the room and a big, comfortable sectional, you know, with a nice big flat screen TV. And those rooms are a lot of fun. For a long time, I was doing those far more than I was doing the themed theaters. But the themed theaters, especially I think with the COVID thing and people spending more time at home, is just a return to that. We're doing a lot of those.
I think so. And I think those gathering spaces, although they sound great that everyone has to be in the same space, sometimes when you're trying to watch a movie, you don't want someone over 10 feet away doing ping pong and making popcorn that you can hear all of that. It kind of ruins the effect a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I'm a big theater fan, but I'm a big theater fan because I love to do the creative side of figuring out what's this room going to look like? How's it going to be used? How many people are we going to fit in here? I love the creation process of going from a concept on a napkin sketch to a finished product with fabric on the walls and, you know, fun paint and all the things.
And all the lights and the bells and the whistles.
And that's so interesting because oftentimes you don't realize how you're actually going to use the space until you're in it, right? Like if you're looking through a new house and you're like, oh, this is great. And then you realize that the back door has no space and you dump all your stuff in the kitchen, right?
Right.
You realize what the pain points are, I should say, of your home. So finding a space where, like, hey, we actually eat down here sometimes, or we actually sit here and watch movies every Friday night, just like figuring out how you're going to use that space.
Absolutely. When I go meet with a new client for the first time, that is one of the very first questions, if not the first question I ask them, is how are you going to use this space? How many people are you going to entertain with it? If so, how many people are going to be here? Are you going to allow food in the room? I ask them what the rest of the house is going to look like. I want to make sure that, you know, the theater room fits the feel and the style of the house, you know.
Justin's cringing that I allow food downstairs.
On your nice theater chairs.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm
cringing. Don't want a three-year-old down there with any food.
No.
Yeah, we actually build a lot of theater rooms now with bars in the back.
We've been doing it for a long time. Give it to me.
Little kitchenettes. We find ways to integrate that stuff. And that's one of the areas I've done so many of these, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of theater rooms over the past 20 years, that when people talk about pain points, that's probably the most valuable thing that we offer besides simplicity is, you know, taking care of the things that experience has taught us. Like, how big do the platforms need to be functional? Are your theater chairs actually going to recline? I go into theater rooms that have been done by other people all the time, and the theater chairs won't recline because the platforms aren't long enough. And you think, how basic a problem is that? But I see it all the time. Then they're pulling carpet out. They're irritated. They don't use the room that they spent all this money on. If it's not right, why spend the money?
It was just poor design to begin with.
Or just you know, ignorance. They just didn't know what they didn't know until they knew that they didn't know it.
Right. Experience. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Goes a long, long way.
So philosophical there, Justin. Yeah, exactly. It was deep. That was deep, yeah.
You know, and in Utah, we have large homes. We have basements. And so we actually have more room for the things that we're talking about than most homes really do. Those exercise rooms are becoming very, very popular. People are loving sound systems in those. There's nothing better than working out and just cranking the music, right, to whatever you want.
Well, the exercise rooms, we've done multiple TVs in those and all the speakers, which you see a lot. So people, sometimes their exercise room will double as a dance studio, right? And so they want the music to play a little bit louder. They want to have some bass in there. But one thing we've done a lot lately in both the home theaters and the exercise rooms is we've integrated golf simulators into those rooms. So the cool thing is we have the ability to make our own curtains. And so we'll curtain off one section of the room, and the curtains actually look really classy, almost like just a wall treatment. You move those, and then you just drive golf balls into that wall.
Every guy is smiling right now.
Well, I was going to say, you got to have tall ceilings for that, right?
Well, we actually have systems that'll work in, and it depends on how tall the golfers, air quotes, golfers are.
Right.
Because a lot of people are just like, I'm just going to smack this ball.
Yeah.
But
don't tell my husband you can do this, okay? Because he's not the best golfer, and I feel like we might lose a window.
Well, they have a 9-foot ceilings will work, but, you know, 10-foot, 11-foot is preferable. But, yeah, we can make things work that are smaller than what most people think. And we've done theater rooms, too, where the curtain's on the side of the screen. You press a button, and they open wider and... So the room is actually dual purpose.
That's really cool. It's almost like you can dream it, you can do it.
With money and imagination, nothing is impossible.
I'm kind of a little speechless right now. Like, where do you begin?
But
right?
Did you hear the keyword? Oh, with money
with
and
money.
Imagination. I have imagination.
I actually, so me saying that, I'm quoting one of my mentors who's a billionaire who I've known for practically my whole life. And if he says it, it's true.
You can do it. Okay, right. So Justin, for the average person, how much are we looking at for something like this?
Well, our average client, now if we're talking just the audio video system, okay, I usually tell people that there's a bell curve, you know, because you can spend as much or as little as you want, just like a car. You can buy a Honda or you can buy a Ferrari, and there's a lot of things in the middle. But I tell people if your budget is less than $13,000 to $16,000, don't go with a home theater system with a projector. Go with a small surround sound system with a flat screen. It makes way more sense. And the equipment you're going to buy is going to last a lot longer. Our average client who says, Justin, I just need a home theater system and I have this room. Those clients spend on average $22,000 to $30,000. And that's for a turnkey system. You know, all the parts, all the labor, installation, everything out the door. And then we have clients that spend quite a bit more than that, but you know,
sky's the limit.
That's where you find the maximum return on your investment is in there. You're getting a lot for your money in that ballpark.
Well, when people are doing just the sound system with the flat screen TV, is that something you guys do as well?
Absolutely.
You just make it sort of more tailored to their budget needs.
Yeah, it just the big problem is that when you buy inexpensive projectors, you're basically at a certain point you're just buying junk, and you put it on the ceiling. It's technologically obsolete the second you put it up. It's just not worth it. The flat screen TVs, I mean, let's be honest. You can go to Costco and buy an 85-inch flat screen for $1,500.
Right.
I mean,
it's unheard of.
It's amazing. Crazy. Right?
So those 4Ks they have right when you walk into Costco are like amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
And they've got good warranties, great return policies, all that stuff. So when people are like, Justin, I don't really have space for a home theater, or I don't have the budget for a home theater, well, don't get upset or anything. You just do a big flat screen, kind of change the feel of the room and save your money because you can spend a fraction and get something that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you will really enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And then if you have more of a budget, then of course, Justin, you and your team do that. I work with those people all day long in my interior design business in making those custom rooms. Oftentimes we'll make them even feel like mountains. We'll
Absolutely.
Have trees. And like you said, the wind can blow or the lights, and we have starry ceilings. I mean, sky's the limit. We can have so much fun in theater rooms.
Absolutely.
And Justin, you're the guy to do it. Okay. Approximately how long does it take from start to finish if you have a room right now that you want to remodel and make it a really cool theater room?
Well, if you're talking remodel and we got to change maybe the flooring to support the chairs, new carpet, new paint, some wall treatments, some fabric, and the system, we turn those in as little as a month. Hmm. And a lot of that is just due to the delays on carpet and paint and getting other people to, you know, getting people in there. But yeah, we can turn it in as fast as a month. I have some projects that are on these luxury builds that are 2 years in the process, but those are extreme projects.
Well, and do you sort of act like a general contractor? I mean, you're talking about paint and carpet. That's not something that a typical sound engineer would do, right?
Well, the trouble is that when you hire a sound company that doesn't understand those things, you get very poor work. Mm. Because then they're selling you a commodity. You can buy a TV anywhere. You can go buy a TV at Costco or Best Buy, mm-hmm. but you can't buy expertise everywhere. Mm. And so I have to know those things. I have to be able to work with the decorators. I have to know how long the stuff's going to take so that I can make sure that they get an entire product. And by entire product, I mean the entire room exceeds their expectations.
But that's awesome because it's like a one-stop shop, really.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Just fix this room. Do this.
we have an in-house guy that sews our own curtains. So we do our own curtains. We do our own fabrication, our own welding. We do fiberglass, plexiglass. We do all of that stuff in-house. We can have parts laser cut. But, you know, carpet, paint, drywall, we have been working in this industry for so long that I don't make any money. I don't mark those things up. A lot of times there's already a builder involved and right. we use their trades. But because I've been in the industry so long, I know who the good guys are and the bad guys are. So I can make a referral and say, hey, use Tom to do your drywall. He's super reliable and super honest, and he'll, you know, I can give you his number right now. Mm. And so on the little projects, I just make referrals.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
So smart. And I think there is a lot more coordination that's included and involved than a lot of people realize. Speaking of coordination and partnering, we love to give a shout out to Central Bank on this show. They are a sponsor. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They are here in Utah, and they love investing in local businesses. Central Bank has been serving Utah County for over 130 years, and they are proud of the history and their sustained growth and security. Since the economy began to falter in 2008, they have relied on their own reserves by not taking any bailout. More evidence that they have retained strong, safe, and secure since 1891. Thank you again, Central Bank.
Justin DeWitt with Sound Advice Utah. Where can people find you on the web?
They can find me at soundadviceutah.com, and they can reach out to us at 1-833-ITS-LOUD. Mm. That's the easiest way. That 800 number, you can press a couple buttons, get straight to my cell phone if you need to. So
1-833-ITS-LOUD. I love a number that's easy to remember, especially when we give it out on the radio.
Absolutely.
Justin DeWitt, Sound Advice Utah. We'll take a break. More on the Home Show in just a minute.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And with us as well, Justin DeWitt with Sound Advice Utah. Thank you both for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank
it's
you,
so much
you,
fun.
Lindsay.
If you're just joining us, you definitely need to go back and listen, because Justin DeWitt has been here and he has given us some of the best home theater advice that I have ever heard. And maybe if you are a woman right now, you don't want your husband to listen to this episode because it might be expensive.
Because Justin can put a golf simulator in your house.
Do a golf simulator. And I was speechless. I'm like, really? How expensive is that? But Justin, you work with high-end. You work with starter homes. You work with commercial buildings. Central Bank is one of your clients.
They are, yeah. Central Bank's an awesome client. I love those guys. I do business with them. They do business with us. It's wonderful.
That's so great. Not only do you do theater systems, but you do full home automation.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, home automation, so let me break it down this way. Home automation is one of those things, just like the home theater, that you can spend crazy amounts of money on. Sky's the limit. But home automation can also be really simple. You know, some Ring cameras and maybe some wireless switches so you can control your exterior lights. You know, that's really budget oriented. But one thing that's super important, if you're building a new house, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And what I'm talking about is wiring. So wiring for some wireless access points. So you have a really robust Wi-Fi. Everything we touch in our life right now is through our smartphone and our iPad. And if your Wi-Fi isn't up to par, it frustrates every interaction you have with the electronic systems in your house.
Well, and that's so important because we have a front door that is not wired for a doorbell camera.
Well, I have a solution for you. They make battery operated ones with cellular chargers solar chargers.
Oh.
And
I'm taking notes right now because it's been frustrating my husband that we have this camera that he can't set up because we can't wire it.
Well, and even if you just have this, the little cheap plastic doorbell button with the two little wires on it.
Uh-huh.
Ring and Nest both make cameras that will attach to those two wires and they will charge and they'll even ring your existing chime.
So we can make that work. Yeah, that's awesome.
I do have to say, if I'm out shopping, if I'm with a client or whatever, and someone rings my doorbell, I love having that pop up on my cell phone.
It's the
coolest thing ever.
Oh, absolutely. And if you have areas of your house where you put up the little cameras, and the cameras start at like $100 a piece. Yeah. So they're not very expensive. A lot of people can install them themselves. You don't even have to call us. I mean, but if you do, like we're doing one next week that is 12 cameras on a big home in Provo. And the nice thing is they can set motion alerts. So if they get motion on a camera where there shouldn't be motion, like interior of the house when they're not home, it rings their phone for them. And they can talk to the people. So someone comes to the front door, you can talk to them. Hey, we set the package around by the garage, that kind of thing.
That's the coolest, the Amazon packages.
Right?
That's where I get really excited. You get those notifications. Yes, my shoes arrived. Yeah. Right?
And people swipe those all the time. So it's great to be able to know it's there and send someone over, have the kids run out and pick it up.
For sure. Sound advice. Justin DeWitt is on the show with us. We have talked about home theater, all the ins and outs of, you know, the full spectrum, high end, low end, everything in between. Like we are saying, Justin is one of the very best in Utah. He'll let you know where to spend your money, what your budget is. Please give him a call. There's really no reason not to love your home, whether that be your home theater, your basement family room, the sound automation or home automation, all the lighting that you do, all the best brands. You also probably do all of the window coverings.
We do window coverings as well. Yeah, we use Lutron, Mecco, Insarol, and those are amazing as well.
You can put those on your smartphone probably, right?
You absolutely can.
And click a button and they go up and down.
You can put them on timers.
Well, everybody has an app, which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, Lutron has an app. Ring has an app. Insarol has an app. Everyone's got an app.
And let's circle back to sound for just a quick second, Justin, in our last 30 seconds here. I've got two Sonos that one's in the kitchen, one's in the bathroom, and, you know, you just do it on the app. But, like, I would like to get rid of some of the wires that, like, you got to plug them in, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they got to be out there. And I imagine you can optimize all that for people.
Absolutely. Sonos is one of my favorite brands. I use Sonos in my home, but I use in-ceiling speakers with it, and I actually remotely locate. So when I do new construction, that's the only way we do it. We don't use the little set around speakers. We put the speakers in the wall or in the ceiling, flush them so they're hidden.
Yeah.
And then we have the equipment remotely located. So you get the Sonos ease of use, but you get a high-end, very cosmetically beautiful installation.
Yeah, that's such a win-win right there. Justin DeWitt, it is Sound Advice Utah. Justin, how do people find you?
They can go to the website, which is soundadviceutah.com, or they can reach us at 1-833-ITS-LOUD.
1-833-IT'S-LOUD. Can I call that number when you're like driving by with your bass booming in your car?
You can.
Justin,
and if I see you,
I know this is you.
And I'll just hit you with the train horn. Yeah. A little honk honk.
It's loud.
It's loud. 1-833-IT'S-LOUD. Justin, thank you for being here. Heather Osmond, of course, with Osmond Design Locations in Lehigh and in Orem. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.